I agree with the later fact that the indecision taken by the process with regard to Marange Diamonds is damaging the diamond industry extensively. But I do not agree that the Kimberley process must just allow Zimbabwe to export without assisting the country to meet the EP minimum standards, as well as to ensure that there is a transparency and accountability so that the ordinary Zimbabwean also benefits from the sale of Marange Diamonds.
Harare maintains that it has met all the minimum requirements and even surpassed them. What do you say to that?
The problem will be laid squarely back to the Kimberley process. It may be true that Zimbabwe has met some of the minimum conditions of the Kimberley process. And this may be because of the weaknesses that are inherent within the Kimberley process itself, that it is still stuck in its founding document of 2000, which was merely formulated to deal with cases where rebel groups were trying to overthrow legitimate governments through the sale of diamonds. But things have changed. We now have legitimate governments which are using diamonds to cause gross human rights violations and also to strengthen to strengthen autocratic regimes. And in that melee, you may see that Zimbabwe may have met some of the minimum standards, but it is a far cry from the expectations of the citizens, from the expectations of civil society, which wants to see greater transparency, which want to see the government accounting to its people as to how much money they are generating from diamonds and where is that money going. As you can see, there are conflicting reports from the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Mines, where the Minister of Finance is saying they have not received any money from diamond sales, and the Minister of Mines is saying they have committed the money to the Minister of Finance. This contradiction shows that there are still problems with it to accounting for Marange Diamonds.
From what you know about what is happening in the diamond sector in Zimbabwe, what is the current situation as regards Marange?
Not much has changed. We do admit that the level of violence has declined in the past few weeks, but it has always been the case. Normally, the level of violence will increase when there are international visitors coming to Marange or if there are government officials visiting Marange. Also, there is the problem of diamond panning and theft of diamonds is still taking place. Zimbabwe is still feeding the illegal international market with Marange diamonds. There's also the problem of forced eviction of families from Marange to other transfers, where these families are being evicted without their prior consent, and they are being dumped into a bush where there has not been adequate preparation to make the place habitable in as far as health, education, infrastructural development is concerned. So those are some of the challenges that the Marange community is grappling with on a daily basis.